Dr. Aja Key, J. Kenta 1, Chapter 11, Verse Number 31. Patinya Patim Prusya Grihanupagatam Vilokya Sanjata Mano Mahotsavaha Utastur Arat Sahasrasanayasayat Shakam Rate Ridita Lochana Lochananana Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The queens of Lord Sri Krishna rejoiced within their minds to see their husband home after a long period abroad. The queens got up at once from their seats and meditations. As was socially customary, they covered their faces shyly and looked about coyly. The word coy is a nice word in English, means let's say, in a stealth way, they're looking around, and they're very interested to see. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As mentioned above, the Lord entered his home palaces, occupied by 16,108 queens. This means that the Lord at once expanded himself as many plenary expansions, as there were queens and palaces, and entered each and every one of them simultaneously and separately. Well, this proves that Krishna is Yogeshwar, master of all yoga, because the greatest yogis in the world can multiply their presence 9 times. But in each presence, they do exactly the same thing. Whereas Krishna can multiply himself infinitely, in this case, 16,108 times. And in each emanation or each expansion, he can do something differently. So just to show you the degree of difference between a Mahayogi and Krishna, who is Yogeshwara, ruler and controller and supreme yogi of all. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. Here is another manifestation, a feature of His internal potency. He can expand Himself in as many forms of spiritual identity as He desires, even though He is one without a second. It is confirmed by the Shruti mantra that the Absolute is one alone, and yet He becomes many as soon as He desires. These manifold manifestations of the Supreme Lord are manifested as plenary and separated portions. Oh, plenary means expansions of Himself that are non-different than Himself, except in small details, and separate expansions are the living entities, the jivas like us, who are different individuals. And yet He becomes many as soon as He so desires. These manifold expansions of the Supreme Lord are manifested as plenary and separated portions. The separated portions are representatives of His energy, and the plenary portions are manifestations of His personality. Thus, the Personality of Godhead manifested Himself in 16,108 plenary expansions and simultaneously entered into each and every one of the palaces of the queens. This is called Vaibhava, or the transcendental potency of the Lord. And because He can do so, He is also known as Yogeshwara, ordinarily a yogi or mystic living being, is able to expand Himself at most to tenfold expansion of His body. So that's his body plus nine more expansions. Yeah, okay. But the Lord can do so to the extent of as many thousands or infinitely as he likes. Unbelievers become astonished to learn that Lord Krishna married more than 16,000 queens because they think of Lord Krishna as one of them and measure the potency of the Lord by their own limited potency. So that's called Atmavan Manyate Jagat. They project their infirmities and their limitations on the Lord. One should know, therefore, that the Lord is never on the level of the living beings, who are but expansions of his marginal potency, and one should never equalize the potent and the potency, although there is very little difference of quality between the potent and the potency. In other words, Krishna is the potent, and his potency are his energies, and we are, as expansions of his separated energies, his energy. Although there is very little difference of quality between the potent and the potency, so there's one in quality and different in potency. The queens were also expansions of his internal potency, and thus the potent and the potencies are perpetually exchanging transcendental pleasures, known as pastimes of the Lord. So the Mayavadis want to make energy impersonal, but energy is personal. Just like one may see the sunlight as impersonal, but actually it's made up of infinite pencils spirit souls, pencils of rays of spirit souls. So what looks impersonal is not actually impersonal. It just seems like that due to our limited vision. One should not, just like when you see an airplane take off and you're on the roof of the of a building in the airport and you're watching the airplane flying in the sky, at a certain point it disappears. You can't see it anymore. Has the airplane merged into the totality of the air? No. It looks like it merged into it because of our limited vision. So therefore, the Mayavadis have very limited vision. And because of that, they eventually fall down. One should not therefore become astonished to learn that the Lord married so many wives. On the contrary, one should affirm that even if the Lord marries 16,000 million wives, he is not completely manifesting his unlimited and inexhaustible potency. That's a very important point. He married only 16,000 wives and entered in each and every one of the different palaces just to impress in the history of the human beings on the surface of earth that the Lord is never equal to or less than any human being. Now, this is the point on which you can defeat Mayavadis, because they're always trying to limit the Lord. They say he doesn't have a form. Well, wait a minute, we have a form. If you say the Lord doesn't have a form, then we're actually insulting the Lord. We're making ourselves superior to him. No one, therefore, is either equal to or greater than the Lord. The Lord is always great in all respects. God is great is eternal truth. So this Allahu Akbar, God is great, here's the real meaning of it. Therefore, as soon as the queens saw from a distance their husband, who was away from home for long periods due to the battle of Kurukshetra, they all arose from the slumber of meditation and prepared to receive their most beloved. Why does he say the slumber of meditation? Because when you meditate, you're not allowed actually to close the eyes, and you're not allowed to open them completely. You have to half close your eyes. But most people close their eyes and then they doze off. Therefore, sometimes it's called the slumber of meditation. According to Yajnavalkya's religious injunctions, A woman whose husband is away from home should not take part in any social functions, should not decorate her body, should not laugh, and should not go to any relative's house in any circumstance. This is the vow of the ladies whose husbands are away from home. Very interesting. So it's a coronavirus shutdown if your husband is away from home. At the same time, it is also enjoined that a wife should never present herself before the husband in an unclean state. She must decorate herself with ornaments and good dress and should always be present before the husband in a happy and joyous mood. Wow. So no more, rolling pins in your hair and old set of pajamas on, say hello to your husband. The queens of Lord Krishna were all in meditation, thinking of the Lord's absence, and were always meditating upon him. So they were real yogis. They were not meditating on the void, they were meditating on Krishna. And they weren't sleeping, but they were inactive. The Lord's devotees cannot live for a moment without meditating on the Lord. And what to speak of the queens, who were all goddesses of fortune incarnated as queens in the pastimes of the Lord at Dwarka. They can never be separated from the Lord either by presence or by trance. The gopis at Vrindavana could not forget the Lord when the Lord was away in the forest cowherding. Well, he was away for an extremely long time, but they never forgot the Lord. When the Lord boy Krishna was absent from the village, the gopis at home used to worry about him traversing the rough ground and with his soft lotus feet. By thinking thus, they were sometimes overwhelmed in trance and mortified in the heart. Wow. Mortified in the heart is like being dead. Such is the condition of the pure associates of the Lord. They were always in trance, and so the queens also were in trance during the absence of the Lord. Presently, having seen the Lord from a distance, they at once gave up all their engagements, including the vows of women as described above. According to Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura, there was a regular psychological reaction on the occasion. First of all, rising from their seats, although they wanted to see the Lord, they were deterred because of feminine shyness. But due to strong ecstasy, they overcame that stage of weakness and became caught up with the idea of embracing the Lord. And this thought factually made them unconscious of their surrounding environment. This prime state of ecstasy annihilated all other formalities and social conventions, and thus they escaped all stumbling blocks on the path of meeting the Lord, and that is the perfect stage of meeting the Lord of the soul, Sri Krishna. So that's a very profound statement at the end. The prime state of ecstasy annihilated all other formalities and social conventions. And thus they escaped all stumbling blocks on the path of meeting the Lord. And that is the perfect stage of meeting the Lord of the soul. So this idea that they escaped all stumbling blocks on the path of meeting the Lord. So what are the stumbling blocks? They are formalities and social conventions. So we see... one thing, it should be noted, if you've ever gone to South India to all the temples, Vishnu temples, it's a little bit difficult, and sometimes very difficult, to have darshan of the Lord, because number one, they put the deity in a very small room, oftentimes it's dark, and you have the big body of some pujari also in that small room. And the whole thing is difficult. And then most of the Vishnu deities are lying down. So you can never get a clear view of of the Lord's face. You just see mostly the body and a little glimmer of the face. And that's called a darshan. Whereas you come here, everything is open. You have full darshan. You can see every aspect of the Lord. And there's lights. There are lights. Sometimes nice bright lights. And it's different than the darshans that you have in South India. Why? Because in South India, they're worshipping Lord Vishnu with pomp and formality. And you can never really get close to the deity either. Oftentimes the deity is far back in this dark sanctum. And they don't use lights. They only use candles, usually. So, and you always have to sort of like lean to one way to try and see the face of the Lord. So because there's a lot of formality, a lot of social conventions, because of the prime state of ecstasy, all those formalities and social conventions are, he uses the word, annihilated. And they escape all stumbling blocks on the path of meeting the Lord. And that is the perfect stage of meeting the Lord of the soul, Sri Krishna. Yes, that excitement, that being overwhelmed in trance, that is something that's very special in Vaikuntha only. In Goloka Vrindavan only. Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any questions? So today we covered a lot of points. Prabhupada covered a lot of points, and especially that second paragraph where there's all these duties of a wife. Hari Bol. All glories to Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.